Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Leslie Arnold, hosting ACATA, the Ancient Science of Sahaji. It is 6:30 p.m. on the East Coast of America on May 21st, 2016. Welcome, everyone, to the show this evening. It's a pleasure to have you with us. And I'd also like to give a very warm welcome to the leader of this teaching who is with us every week, explaining not just the fundamentals of the teaching, but some of the deeper esoteric aspects of the teaching as well. And that is Sri Khadafji, the Mahaji, the 973rd Living Srirosha Master. Sri Khadafji, welcome, and how are you this evening?
I'm fine, Leslie. And how are you this evening?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks very much for asking. Now, I know that we talk about some of the same things, but sometimes we don't always give the same take on those things. We try to talk about some of the fundamental principles of the teaching, but then we also try to give some other aspects of the teaching that people might be interested in hearing. It's a very ancient teaching, and Sri Khadafji is the 973rd in a long line of unbroken masters. So if I might ask you in the beginning, Sri Khadafji, and then maybe you want to talk a little bit about what the teaching is about after that, but I would like to ask you, how did it come about that you're the 973rd Living Srirosha Master and Mahaji as well?
Yes, well, that actually takes a few years. Lifetimes of training, not only many years, but many past lives. Not really that many, about four past lives of training. And that means, obviously, that we believe in reincarnation. And therefore, it's a long training to become this position of the titular leader of the Living Srirosha Master of the time. And as you said, it's the longest unbroken line in this lineage. And that's very important because in the eras of the physical life, they always have this messiah complex where they have this savior idea in this business. But it's only a reflection of that lineage that is secret in terms of the fact that only ready souls can understand the line of the Living Srirosha Master. So they get into this hero worship, if you will, of seeking somebody that will help them to gain liberation or understanding of life. So that's always the Living Master of the time. But again, it's not so much the fact of master over people. And I've said this before, that's why I said the term again, that it's a matter of being the leader of a secret teaching. And the reason that it's secret is, aforesaid, it's only for a ready soul, someone that can then comprehend it in the present time. And therefore, the master is a leader of that secret teaching that will allow someone to become liberated in spirit. And therefore, he becomes public at times, like we are now, we're publicly teaching only to that 1 in 100. There's only 1% that are ready at any one time, and a maximum of 10%. So that means that if we were in a golden era, for instance, right now we're in an iron age, we're at a real low cycle in what is known as the cosmic day. And therefore, when we were in the high cycle, the maximum of any population in a certain area would be 10% that could understand the secret teaching. And then the other 90%, it remains secret. In other words, the awareness of people could actually see the information but be unconscious to it because it is secret to people that don't have the eyes to see and the ears to hear. So that means you have to have the senses to make contact with the secret teaching. Now, that's actually relatively new information. We do that each week, too. We always come up with something that's rather unique, and then people would say, well, isn't it basically a fundamental teaching? As you were saying, fundamental, I think of the word F-U-N, meaning fun, and the word fundamental, because it is the matter of joy, of learning, like in the movie with Christopher Walken, it was undertaking Betty, and he said that in the word funeral, you have the word fun. Anyway, it's just a joke in terms of fundamental and fun. But anyway, so this whole idea of, yeah. I had to throw that in there because it's one of my favorite movies. It's kind of funny. Anyway, and making a negative, something negative into something humorous, which is a very good thing. But again, the basics that we're talking about tonight, it's a matter of one finding their essence as soul, as we call it, the sound current. One can hear their sound current. And a lot of people, when they hear us talk about that sound current, they're greatly relieved because they may have heard this inner sound, but no one really talks about that. The best they do is they have some kind of disease called tinnitus that is associated with a sound current. All right. But the sound current we're talking about is really the spinning, the spiritual side of the individual, which is comes from, that's the derivative of the word spiral. Okay, a lot of people get excited when they hear me talk about, oh, spirit, that's real interesting. The derivation means to spin. And then the original derivation is Rosha, which has no reference to spinning, because ultimately the essence of the individual is a consciousness. It's a state of consciousness. But what is the state of consciousness? Well, we know there's curved space, but we're not talking about matter, energy, time, and space in terms of the liberation point. The liberation point is more of a no thing, but it is a consciousness of light and sound. So light and sound doesn't necessarily spin in the high levels, but in the low levels, Einstein principle of relativity, it's in spinning. So that's where the derivation comes, or the derivative, I'll say, not the derivation, but the derivative of spirit, of spinning. When it spins in the lower worlds, but in the higher worlds, it's just pure light and sound. Now, that's brand new, Leslie, this week. Do you like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so that means that people that can review this particular talk, we'll get some really fresh information, a fresh lecture, right? As my teacher would say. Absolutely. So you see, that idea that spirit, in terms of the essence of man, is really light and sound in a state of consciousness, okay? So the supreme deity that we call Akshar, A-K-S-H-A-R, has no religious bearing whatsoever in the regulation of the binding, where the term religion means, but it is in terms of the consciousness of light and sound. So therefore, it really isn't a spirit, but a state of consciousness instead. So the derivative spins off into the lower worlds and creates manifestation, whereas what we say in Akasha, when we move into the state of consciousness and soul, then we can hear that sound current, which spins, and we can hear it in the lower worlds, in the state of the worlds above the fourth plane, it's a state of consciousness, the state of spiritual consciousness, the sound current. It's a sound current. So we hear it break off into the lower planes, but in the higher planes, it's just a pure consciousness. We call it pure, positive God consciousness that one experiences in the fifth plane and higher. So it's very important that one comes to the path by virtue of the information that we present in these introductory talks each week and around the world. We have about 3,000 followers that learn about these lower planes. And you can talk about the lower planes, Leslie, and then take us to a contemplation too. We call it our daily practices, a 30-minute contemplation, which is very important, that one learns how to do this practice. It's not mandatory, but it's very much emphasized on the path that one can raise their state of consciousness to get above the fifth plane. So if you'll explain those two aspects I was talking about, I will really appreciate it. Thank you, Leslie.
Sure, of course. Well, Kataji was saying, we have the higher worlds and what we call the lower worlds. And it's purely in terms of vibration. But the aspect of the lower world is that there is that spirit has a twin aspect. It's seen as light, it's heard as sound. But most importantly, in the lower worlds, there are opposites that exist, whereas this doesn't happen in the higher planes. There are no opposites. So everything in the lower worlds has an opposite, whether it's hot and cold, positive or negative. Any opposite that you can think of exists in the lower worlds. But when someone gets to the fifth plane and above, the opposites are no longer in existence. It's just pure positive spirit. So the lower planes are what we call after the soul plane, you have the etheric, which is the top part of the mental plane, and then we have the causal plane, the astral plane, and the physical plane. Now, we exist on the physical plane, and what happens is, as Sraosha, the spirit that flows from Akshar, flows downward through the lower planes, it becomes more mingled with matter. So there's more spirit, the higher you go, the higher the vibration is higher, the higher that you go, and the vibration is more dense, the lower that you go. And we're here on the physical plane, which they call the perfect training ground for soul, because soul comes into a physical body and is here to be trained to get back on the path again and get back to offshore, because soul really has to be honed. So here on the physical plane, this is where we exist now. There are colors to each of the planes. There are sounds to each of the planes. In the physical plane, you can hear spirit as thunder. That's actually the sound of Sraosha on the physical plane. Now, on the astral plane, it's called the plane of the psychic, or the psychic phenomena sourced out of the astral plane. When people do astral travel, they're traveling within the astral plane. They're not going above the astral plane. They're really limited in their travel. So it's not the same thing as soul travel, where in soul travel, soul is not connected by soul. Soul records, soul's out there traveling freely and can really go anywhere that it wants. And that's who we are. We are soul. We don't have a soul. We are soul. So that piece of God, that spark of God that exists infinitely, is immortal and unbreakable, is what we are. And we just go through many different lifetimes reincarnating until we finally get ourselves spiritually unfolded to the point that we no longer have to involuntarily go through that reincarnation cycle. So in the astral plane, also you can... It sort of has a pinkish rose color. Parts of it look like a deeper red. It depends where you're traveling on the astral plane. The plane above that is actually called the causal plane. This is where the Akashic records, the past life records, are stored. The causal plane has sort of a coppery, sort of an ochre color to it. And so the vibrations are getting a little bit higher there. But then after that, we're going to the mental plane, which is really the source of religions and philosophy, and that color on that plane is predominantly blue. And as Sri Kataji has often remarked, the sky is blue because of all of people's thoughts. People are thinking, and therefore they're making the sky blue just purely by their thinking. Now, the top part of the mental plane is actually the etheric plane, which has more of a lavender color to it. And it's the last plane before soul jumps into the pure, positive, higher world. And then after that, everything's pure, positive spirit. The colors are basically going from yellow to more of a white color. And the experiences are different because the fifth plane is plane of spiritual liberation. So that's the most important goal that initially there's three goals: self-realization, God-realization, and spiritual mastery. So important to get to the fifth plane to achieve spiritual liberation. And with that, an individual really understands who they are, soul, and has such a complete connection as soul to the rest of the universe, and a tremendous amount of confidence that comes with that understanding. So there are no doubts whatsoever in this individual who's reached self-realization. So it's a very, very important goal that we reach. And then from there, an individual next aim is to achieve God realization, where they're getting a fuller understanding of who they are in their connection to God. And as Trikotachi said, we use the higher Sanskrit name Akshar for God. And so they're getting their connection with Akshar and understanding more of what is encompassed in that aspect. And they're also starting to get an understanding of what they might be doing within the universe. And that really comes into full play when someone reaches spiritual liberation, spiritual mastery at the 10th plane. When someone reaches the 10th plane, they are a spiritual master, and there are spiritual masters on this path. We're not a path of just followers. People are striving to reach their own spiritual mastery. And that's what we're about, is guiding people to spiritual mastery. And particularly, that's Trikotachi's job on both the inner and the outer planes. So in spiritual mastery, we do have really a true idea of a true knowledge of what we're going to be doing in the universe, and how we can interplay with helping either spread the message of Akata and what we need to be doing. The most important aspect of getting to these goals is doing a contemplation, which we do on a daily basis. And this is something that you might think of it as meditation, but in reality, the meditation exercise is sort of a diluted form of a contemplation. Because in contemplation, when someone's doing contemplation, it looks as if they're meditating. They can be sitting in lotus position, or you can be sitting with your feet flat on the floor. The most important aspect of it is that you're in a quiet place and you're putting your attention on one of the higher chakras, which are either the Tizratil, that's the third eye, that point between the eyebrows just above the bridge of the nose, or on the crown chakra, which is the soft place on the head where the baby comes, the soul of the baby comes in when a baby is born. So we don't use any of the lower chakras that they might use in many of the other teachings from the lower worlds, like Buddhism, Hinduism, meditation, transcendental meditation. They're all using lower chakras. They're not focusing on the higher chakras, and they're not using the higher vibrational words. So they might be using, for instance, the Buddhists use Om, whereas in Akata we use the word Hu, which comes from the plane of spiritual mastery, and actually means is another word for God. So it's a very high vibrational word and will eliminate any kind of negativity in the arena. So when we're doing this contemplation exercise, we want to spend 30 minutes every day to do this, and advisably about the same time every day, because that 30-minute contemplation spans a 24-hour period of protection and balance, which is the point of doing the contemplation. It also facilitates quickens our spiritual unfoldment towards our three goals of spiritual self-realization, God realization, and spiritual mastery. So we're doing the contemplation. We're sitting in a quiet place. I'm just going to give you a little example of how it's done by doing what's called a heat. And I'm going to take a deep breath or two. Now, when you're doing a contemplation on your own, you might have different experiences. You might be seeing the light, which could be a light of one of the planes. For instance, I gave you a couple of the colors from the lower planes, but also if it's a yellow or white light that means you're traveling in the higher planes, you might hear the sound current, which is a high-pitched electrical sound. You can also hear it as a sound on one of the planes. So it could be the sound of music, such as 1,000 violins or the single note of a flute. There are various ways that the sound current come in. Many people experience it as a high-pitched electrical sound. It's important to listen to it because that's your own individual sound current that you're going to put your attention on. So, and we do this, you can chant for a few moments or longer, whatever is comfortable for you, and then after that, we can just put our attention on either the chitrotil or the crown chakra, gently putting our attention there and just let spirit come in and use us as a channel, basically. And we're not under anybody's control or anything like that. We never lose our control in ACATA. We're always, as I said, we're not followers. We're learning how to be spiritual masters, and that's what this is all about. So what I'm going to do is take you through just a very brief few chants. There's a little technical noise on the line, so I'll wait till that stops. And I'm going to take everyone through a huge chant, Sri Kadashi. I think that technical noise, is that coming from your end, maybe?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So if those people that would like to join in want to close their eyes, put their feet flat on the floor or in tailor fashion, whenever's comfortable, and put their attention on either the chitrotil or the crown chakra. Take a deep breath or two and relax, and we're going to chant the hue, which sounds like this. Hue. Baraka Bashar, which means may the blessings be. Sri Kadashi, I've covered a few different things. I'm not sure if there's anything in that particular areas, in any of those particular areas that you want to add on either the goals or the contemplation or the lower planes that I described, or if you'd like to talk about something else.
Well, I was wanting to add and talk about the reason that the blue haze, in terms of why thought is blue, is there some kind of interference on the line there?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but it's actually coming from outside.
I see. And can you remove yourself from that area?
Yes, I can.
All right, interesting thing. Blue is the friction caused from thoughts. Like thought actually has an action in the subatomic energy, and it causes a friction, which has a blue exhaust. So the thought exhaust is actually the lapis lazuli, or the blue sky is caused from thought exhaust. So that's when people think a lot, and then they create the blue sky. So I wanted to elaborate on why thoughts are blue. It's not metaphorical, but it's actually physiological. But in terms of that, what we learn how to do in ACATA is when you get above those blue thoughts, if you will, you get into a state of pure positive light and sound, like a white light or a golden light, which is above the thought planes. So it's actually an actual experience of getting into the fifth dimension. So that's the plane of liberation in terms of pure soul, as the sound current we're talking about. And then when you hear the sound current, then you're dwelling on that fifth plane and above. And that's the plane above these four lower planes of the physical, astral, and causal, and mental planes that are the planes of reincarnation. So when one steps onto the path, and it's a free membership too, we're not here as pitchmen or salesmen trying to sell people something, selling books or memberships or contributions and donations. We're not asking for money in any way, shape, or form. And that means that our message here is a pure message of giving knowledge to people that can bridge their way to spiritual liberation in the sound current. So people can really appreciate that, that they can gain this by the information that we give forth in our presentations each week that we do to find the ready soul, as we were talking about earlier, the one that has the ears to hear and the eyes to see can understand the purport of the living Sivarosha Master that we bring forth each week here on Saturday nights, which is very important. And I know that when people hear this, the neophyte or new person hears about the sound current, they become very ecstatic because no one's teaching them about their essence as soul. The religions and philosophers and those types of people, the New Age people, they merge the mind and soul and combine that two. When in our attitudes, we separate that. We separate the mind substance and the soul essence, and those two are definitely different. The soul would be the power behind the mind, or above the mind, if you will, that empowers the lower arena. That's why we talk about this daily contemplation, plugging in. We have all these smartphones and all this paraphernalia in the mechanical world. You plug in each day or whatever you do that. But it really is a good example of how we need to plug into the universe each day as human beings. It's kind of a good analogy that is telling people, well, you need to go inside before you go outside. So we spend 30 minutes each day to go within to get this power of this Rosha so that we can live our life each day. But only Akasha is teaching this, because all other paths are lost when it comes to understanding the basic fundamentals of Akasha. You see, I mean, we teach the fundamentals of how the person can live his life and gain liberation. But nobody else emphasizes that because they're not supposed to in the first place. Because Akasha is the high path that teaches this essence of soul. So the other people that have light and sound or other teachings, I'll say, are not emphasizing it because they're not really supposed to in the first place. That's our responsibility as the high path, Akasha, the ancient science of Sahaji. So then when people come to this and listen to our teaching each week, they will usually connect if they're ready souls. So what do we get in terms of time right now? I think we're down to...
We have about 2 minutes left. Maybe
okay.
I could say a few things before we have the opportunity to close. As you mentioned, we don't charge for anything on this path. And with that in mind, if you'd like more information about Akasha, please go to our website, akasha.com, and there are books that you can download. There's a wonderful introductory book by Sri Kadavji. There are also some other books that are a little bit deeper esoteric books that can be downloaded as well. If you've been listening for a while, or whether or not you have, and you think you might be ready to step onto the path, it's just a matter of filling out an application. As Sri Kadavji said, there's no charge, but you can fill out the application to apply for a membership so that you can get yourself on the road to spiritual liberation and spiritual mastery, and that will start your movement along the path. So please do that. You can also listen. There are hundreds of Block Talk radio shows because we've been doing this for several years, and you can also listen to Sri Kadavji on any of the other shows as well. So with that, I want to thank everyone for being with us this evening. You can join us every Saturday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time on East Coast of America. And we have about 30 seconds left, Sri Kadavji, so I want to hand it over to you to say good night for the evening, if you would say your adieus.
All right. So since you cannot see me physically, the master will raise his right hand with the palm facing out and say the ending, "I am always with you. May the blessings be Baraka Bashad."